Street, Paul. As the town of St. Paul works toward finalizing the 2023 budget, last year's numbers have been tallied and the audited financial statements for 2022 have been approved. The town of St. Paul's audited financial statements were presented to town council during the last regular meeting on March 27 by Barb McCarthy with JMD Group LLP. Overall, some departments saw more expenses than expected, while other departments saw fewer expenses. According to the audited financial statements, the legislative department came in slightly over budget, while the administration department came in significantly under budget due to salaries. Protective services costs were more than $100,000 above budget, according to the audited financial statements presented to council. The budgeted amount for protective services was $3.1 million, but the total expenses came in at $3.2 million. In 2021, protective services expenses were just under $2.9 million. The town's transportation department came in under budget with expenses. The 2022 budget set nearly $4.6 million aside for transportation costs, but only $4.3 million was spent. The water and wastewater department's expenses came in above budget, originally set at $2.8 million, and nearly $3.2 million was spent. Waste management costs were slightly above budget in 2022, and public health and welfare expenses were slightly under budget. The planning and development department also came in with fewer expenses than budgeted. Recreation and culture, one of the largest departments within the town's operations, was budgeted at $4 million, and about $4.4 million was spent, according to the audited financial statements. Overall, the town of St. Paul had budgeted to spend about $19.2 million and spent over $19.3 million in 2022. Revenues in 2022 were budgeted at $16.3 million for the year, and according to the audited financial statements, the town received just over $16 million in revenue. According to the letter of acknowledgement of mayor and council from JMD Group, significant budget variances consisted of items such as bulk water sales being down by $54,000. Part of the amount was the result of a report that provided the balance customers had on account. This report has not been available in past years. Water and sewer charges came in $160,000 below budget, and the golf course and swimming pool sales were each $20,000 over budget for revenue. On the expense side, the police contract was $281,000 over budget, and was a total of $400,000 more than 2021. Amortization of the Pollution and Control Center is $600,000 per year, but only $300,000 was budgeted. In the waste department, rollout bins are amortized over 3 years at $60,000 per year, which was not budgeted. Overall, there were no significant difficulties encountered during the audit, according to the letter from JMD Group. Council approved the audited financial statements as presented.